Hello, hello. We want to talk to you about the Make It Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Barkley.
And I'm your host, Nicholas Bugs. And Chris, this is something I love to talk about. Let's get at it.
Yeah, the Make It Podcast. You know, it's a lot more than just a podcast about film and filmmakers. It's a podcast, Nick, about me and you as well. So we educate, we entertain, we inspire, and it is circled around film a little bit, but we really have a lot of fun.
We do, man. It's a great time. Is when we record, it's like the best part of my week. And I will tell you, the guests are amazing.
Guests are amazing. Segments are amazing. We segment out the whole show. We teach you things in a fun way. Audience polls, things we should know, trivia, all sorts of things to brighten your day and leave you a little happier than before you started listening.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like you always say, we bat 1,000, not only with our guests, but just with having a good time doing what we do because we care. We care a lot about our audience. We care a lot about our guests, and we care a lot about this industry that we're in, the creative industry.
That's right. It's already hard enough to make it as a creative. So give yourself a little advantage and listen to the Make It Podcast. You can find us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And once you're there, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Yeah, man, for sure. And as we always say, come to the Make It Podcast where you can be better, be creative, be engaged.
And thank you for listening, guys.
It's time for real talk and dope conversations. Real talk and dope conversations. For the Talk My Credo podcast.
Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? We are back in this thing. Welcome to another episode of the Talk My Credo podcast. I'm your boy Dante here with my fam in the building. P. Shaw was here, KT is here, and we just had to pull up real quick. We had to come talk to y'all. Before we get into this, shout out again to the Make It Podcast. It's been a crazy spike. I just checked the numbers right before I started this. I was like, oh, already? I guess it's working out. From day
Thank
one.
Thank you, Make It.
So shout out to the Make It Podcast. We appreciate you guys for the cross promotion. And if you guys, I'm sure by now you've heard the ad where they kind of explaining what their podcast is and what they do. If that sounds like something you like, please go over there and show them some love. Check them out. Tell them the Talk My Credo podcast sent you. And yeah. And also for the Talk My Credo podcast, while you're here, it means the world to us. And it's free to you to support us. That's by liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing. And most of all, sharing. If you want to be part of the show with a question, with a topic, with just a comment, a criticism, whatever it is, we have a number that you can call. The number is going to be at the bottom of the screen. But for those that's listening, the number is 919-283-9145. So, again, 919-283-9145. 283-9145. So, check us out. We appreciate you guys. So, let's get right up into this thing. All right. So we call this quote-unquote emergency pod, but we're going to get back into two pods a week. So I guess this is like the buffer, and we'll figure out the days and times. P. Shaw was here. KT is here. Shout out to D. The Gray. Shout out to Keisha with the AK. And shout out to Nasu Naru. And we'll just Godspeed to everybody, but you know, it just is what it is. It's next man up and all that great stuff. So this first topic, we talked about it at the end of last episode that a fan wanted us to speak about a particular topic. So we're going to talk about it. So they submitted this clip and I'm going to play it right now. We're going to check it out. We're going to listen to it and we're going to give our opinions about what's going on because this is the man versus bear topic, and Trevor Noah sits down with some people and they have a, they give their perspectives on it. So we're going to take a listen, come back, and we're going to talk about it. Y'all check this out.
Who would you rather be in a forest with, a man or a bear?
You can throw food at a bear. You got to throw pussy at a man.
Well, you didn't answer the question. Or
a bear.
A bear?
Yeah. Huh. Because I know what, because the thing is, it's like a bear is not inherently dangerous.
Ah, not a case.
Unless it's hungry.
Okay, so let me ask you a question here. I'm glad you're here, Dulce. You're the only person I'll probably ask this to. Because you'll be honest. Could it be that men struggle with hearing that answer because as men, we don't see ourselves as a monolith?
No, men struggle with seeing that answer because men don't want to think they're the bad guy. So here's the thing. Women are told to take self-defense classes.
Yes.
Don't dress provocatively.
Yes.
Don't be a whore.
Okay.
Carry a knife. Carry pepper spray. Carry all of these things. So you're telling me to do all of these things to make sure that I'm not assaulted or attacked.
Right.
But then if I get assaulted or attacked, you don't believe me. But you told me to do all of these things. And so if I'm being attacked, somebody's doing it. Mm-hmm. But we're never talking about who. We're not telling the attackers not to attack. We're telling the victim don't get attacked. So every man that heard that was just like, well, I would never. But every woman you know has either been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted. So we're not doing it to each other. So how is it that no man has done it, but it has happened to every woman? So when men hear that, it's, well, I wouldn't do that. No man who's, there's men that have assaulted people. It's like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. So if you as a man think that a woman would rather be with a wild animal in the forest than you, because here's my thing. I think all the men that got upset by that, there's always a saying that I would hear growing up, a kick dog will holler. If I didn't kick you, you're fine. But if you felt like you got kicked, then you are somebody who has been harassing, terrorizing women. Point blank.
All right. So shout out to our listeners who submitted that topic. And so you asked us to talk about it, so we're going to talk about it. Nasu Nuru is now in the building. Anybody react? We'll start with KT. So when you see this clip, you see this video, because we've known this debate has been going around the internet for quite some time, where they ask if you as a woman would be stranded in the woods, who would you rather be stranded with? A bear or a man? And a lot of women had said the bear and give their reasons why the bear is their choice. So on this topic, what we've just seen, what is your takeaway on this topic?
It depends on the bear and it depends on the man.
Yes. Yes.
In my opinion, because if they were saying that I would have to be stranded with Nasu Nuru, then maybe, you know, I'll choose the bear. I'm just joking. My homie Nas and I would be chilling. But, I mean, it just, I don't know. I honestly cannot answer that because it depends on the man. It really does. It depends on what kind of man he is, you know. But if I'm just going to go by the question and not have any details, I don't know what I would pick.
'Cause that's why I've avoided this topic, because it's so open-ended and so open to interpretation. But women's argument is that men, period. As the woman, I forgot her name, no disrespect, but as she explained, basically it's a generalization that, well, men don't want to believe that they are the bad guys. So they would fear being with the man regardless of what that man is. But the fact that you are a man, you have the potential to do more harm to them than a bear. And a lot of people have been going back and forth with, you know, well, that's not all men, but as the woman has described, well, you say that's not you, but it has happened. So somebody's doing it. And if everyone's saying it's not me, but it's happening, then what are we doing here? So I've heard the argument where they say, well, the worst they can do, the worst the bear can do is kill me. And as the woman said in the beginning of the clip, you know, you can throw food at a bear, you have to throw pussy at a man. And it's that that basically triggers the opposition. So Nas is here. You are shaking your head. So dive right in, man. Dive right in. Yep. Dive on in.
Is my levels good? I'm good right here.
You are great.
All right, cool. Yep. What's going on, everybody? It's good to see everyone. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna be at this tone for the most, but I'm gonna give you energy. I'm gonna definitely give you that and just allow me to just build up, if you will, just accelerate. So I look at this as another aptitude test. I think that women are using this as a place of, and I apologize for any woman, I'm not trying to speak for you. I'm just going by what I'm hearing and what I'm listening to when I'm radio shows, podcasts, etc. It's a post-traumatic scene, in a sense. This is about safety. This is about women not feeling safe around men. Now, mind you, this is supposed to be a random man or a random bear. So if you was just alone in the woods, which one would you rather be approached by? Said random man or said random bear? Which, of course, I could understand a woman saying random bear. I mean, a random man in the woods. I mean, if they're not the mob, I don't, you know, what are they doing in the woods? I get that. So I want to say this. Now, I don't mean to switch it as a comparison, but it's 2026. If I was in the woods, I would choose the random bear over the woman. I mean, at least what I know with the bear, all I got to do is play dead. That's usually how you get a bear to not want to maul you. A bear is not, any animal is not really looking to just run you down unless that bear, that crocodile, that lion has some trauma back then and it was like, hey, yo, the mother killed my uncle, yo. They killed my uncle. Somebody getting their head popped off. That, because that's how animals work. They do have that memory and they remember things like that and they'll try to get their payback. So the way I look at this is with women is, hey, look, listen, I apologize. That's all I say. I apologize. Because guess what? Don't ask me to come in the woods. I ain't coming to the woods with you. If we're not in a cabin where humans actually stay at in the woods, I'm not going anyway. So you're going to see me wandering around the woods. Don't worry about me. It won't happen. But again, I think that women are just making a point of men, they're not feeling safe around men. But at the same time, men masculinity is going to jump all over the place and say, oh, I can save you, girl. What you talking about, girl? You see how big I am? It's too much testosterone and then too much estrogen. That's, in my opinion, that's just, it's creating this blast off that's not really working for, in my opinion, for this aptitude test. Because first of all, ladies, I don't know if you noticed, but if I was you, you better pray that you not in the woods during your menstrual, because that's when bears will attack you. They smell that blood. They think there's something going on out here. And that's when they start attacking. So just want to put that out there. Hate to be Mr. Casual Geographic. Shout out to Casual Geographic. I don't know if y'all ever watched this guy. He's a Black American brother. He has about 4 million subscribers on YouTube. That's where I learn all my zoology stuff right now lately. He's doing this thing. So he's from Delaware. Shout out to him. And other than that, ladies, just don't be on your period when you go to the woods.
So Nas,
I had that problem.
Yes, just
thank the Lord.
The more you know. Do 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 do. Right, so Peashaw, is this a matter of safety? Is it safety that's being like the point here, or is it something else? Is it something that women are telling or wanting men to understand or realize about why they are choosing the bear?
Well, I think it's a broad question. They could go into depth, you know, going off what Nas said, going off what KT said. So I don't think it's either. I think it's a trigger. I think it's a trauma state. Because if to say a bear, you know, bears go in heat too. They have wee-wees just like grown men do. You know what I mean? Like, a dog knows you're a human, but it still hunches your leg, right? So it's just one of them type of things to where if you, as a woman, well, first off, let me ask KT this. KT, would you choose a bear? Well, you said it depends on what. But if off the top of your head, off just instinct, would you choose a bear or a man?
A man, because I know my enemy.
See. So
men
I look
are
at
not
it like,
my enemy, but I'm just saying I know men better than I know bears.
Come on now. It's like you can communicate with the man. You can't communicate that properly, you know, and you I know we talked about that 90-something-year-old woman who tamed the grizzly. Grizzly been here for seven winters. And I you can't communicate properly with a grizzly bear or with a bear, point blank, period. And for any woman to say that, that's a trauma. That means she has been through something. And no, ma'am, not all women have been sexualized. Not all women have been sexually assaulted. But guess what? On that same aspect, doggone, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be in a, you know, would I want to be with, I want to be in the woods, probably with wilderness too, because she didn't say that on the aspect of peace. She said that on I feel protected or a type of, you know, danger zone. But, like, if you're talking about peace, then that's one thing. If you're not talking about peace, that's a whole different other thing because, you know, people can be aggravating. Human beings can be aggravating. You know, you may not want to talk to somebody for that long set period of time. But there ain't no way in the world a proper woman who knows how to handle herself would rather be with a bear over a man. But now that D, the gray, is here, D, would you rather be in the woods with a bear or with a man?
Do I sound like T-Pain?
Nah, you good.
Okay. No, you don't sound like T-Pain, but yes.
Okay, I'd rather be in the woods with a man.
With a man, okay. So this is the breakdown that I'll just read this little excerpt just to see. Agree, disagree, so on and so forth. But this is the perspective. When women say they'd rather be stranded in the woods with a bear than a strange man, they are participating in a thought experiment about safety and threat assessment. Most women choose the bear because its behavior is perceived as predictable, while the unpredictable nature of an unknown man poses a terrifying potential for violence. So here's a breakdown of why they make this choice. It's predictability versus predatory intent. A bear acts on basic animal instincts, protecting his cub or hunting for food. Women feel they know how to navigate that danger. An unknown man, however, has the potential for malicious, sadistic, or predatory behavior. The aftermath, if a woman is attacked by an animal, the trauma is recognized as a tragedy. In contrast, if a woman is assaulted by a man, the aftermath often involves victim blaming, where the public scrutinizes what she was wearing, why she was alone, or questions that led the attacker on. The hypothetical question highlights the pervasive everyday precautions women take just to survive in society. It acts as a critique of how frequently women experience harassment, abuse, or violence at the hands of men.
Hey, Dante, do they say who created this thought-provoking scenario?
I do not know, but let's see if I can find
because,
it.
Because while you're doing that, see, the issue with this is, no disrespect, because again, we're not doing any type of victim blaming. We're just talking about the what's this word? The audacity of this thought-provoking scenario. First of all, again, bears, menstrual cycle. They smell blood, they get to the, it's a territorial thing. It's a whole nother, this is a whole nother movie now. It's a whole nother movie. So to say that, that's not true. They shouldn't have said it like that. And again,
okay, so the creation of the man versus bear debate went viral in April 2024 by a TikTok account by the name of Screenshot HQ, where they interviewed women if they would rather be in the forest with the man or a bear. In the video, 7 out of the 8 women interviewed chose the bear.
We're not going to even sit there and say that they was on some BS or anything like that. But just based on that probability right there, basically that's what, 90%. They're basically just letting men know that we don't trust men. I mean, in my opinion, why would you trust a random man in the woods? This is what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense to me. I understand what P. Shaw just said, though, as far as the language barrier. That makes all the sense in the world. But again, it's a random man. If you just saw me strolling in the woods, whistling, hanging out, thinking I'm about to go to the other side or wherever I'm about to go to, you ain't gonna like me. Who am I? You don't know me. And I may think the same way about you. So I just think that this thought-provoking, this piece is, I think it's dope, of course. It's always gonna be dope first. But it gives women the ability to say safely, we don't trust men. And I just think that as men, we gotta, of course, you gotta do something about that. You wanna make sure you change that narrative. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror, of course. But at the same time, I also just want women to understand it's a random man. Imagine if it was a guy that you were talking to. Now put that scenario together, because I think that would make a little bit more sense. I'm not going to the woods just hanging out just by myself and just walking, like, hey, what's going on, KT? How you doing? It's not gonna work like that. Because I ain't going to lie, if a bear start running around just like, you know, just looking around, I'm going to stop first. And as soon as you do it, oh, I'm out. I'm sorry. I run faster than people. I'm sorry. I'm out of here. It's over. But he's going to maul us. He's going to maul us. Probably. Pretty sure he's going to maul us.
So
if a woman's on a period, we did.
I also think that really both species are unpredictable.
You're right.
Both of them are unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yes, bears tend to have certain tendencies.
Hey, I'm not trying to be rude. I can't hear you, KT. I don't know if you talked about what bear you used to talk to. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Go ahead, KT.
I didn't miss you last pod. I just want to say that I didn't miss you.
Go ahead. At all.
So I think that both species are unpredictable. Bears may have certain tendencies that people who have studied them have seen, but there's always the exception. And there's always even when you have a dog, your dog acts a certain way around you and you're used to your dog acting a certain way, but let a certain dog, like I've experienced this with Bentley, I go out, there's a dog minding its business across the way. Bentley sees that dog and acts a damn fool. And it's like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? Don't know what's wrong. Don't understand. Because he sees other dogs and he doesn't act like that. But he sees this one dog and it's on sight. Yeah. So I feel like there's always an unpredictable or unpredictability about either one, any species, really.
All right.
Women, men, same thing.
Especially okay, random.
So I will ask you this, KT. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think they're kind of playing on the numbers, like the probability of, what's the probability that this will be the exception? Like, do you think that's what they're making their judgment on when they make the decision that they make?
Well, I do think that trauma has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
What these particular women that were asked have been through.
Okay.
So I think that informs their choice a lot. I have been blessed and I have known a lot of great men. So that's not my first thought when I think about men.
Right.
Because I know too many good ones. So that's all I'm saying.
So D, the gray, Listen, I'm so proud of you, first of all. I'm just so proud of you. I know I said that in the group chat, but I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. But, you know, you came in because I was like, oh, it's about to be a three-man weave, but Nas and D pulled up. But you said you would choose the man, so I wanted to know if you could elaborate on why.
Dante, that's just obvious. A bear can't give me nothing in the woods except for a heart attack. Like, I don't know any other interaction we would have with the bear. Like,
give you some honey.
Now, there's plenty of things a man can give me. Now, he could give me a heart attack too. He could give me a concussion. He could give me a lot of things that the women are, you know, speaking on and talking about and thinking of when they think about this scenario. But like, nah, we know for sure that one time this month, this bear gonna be ready to strike out on me. We know that. We this is real. So like, I don't know. Maybe the man to give me more than a month, cause baby, I'm not. We already know what's up. Certain death. That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Heart attack or get mauled to death or however they kill humans. I won't find out cause I won't be in the woods with the bear. I'm gonna choose the man. I got hands. I don't know. He gonna have to show me. At least I got a chance with the man. Well, I got a fighting chance fight with the man
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a script for Dante. Dita Gray. I don't know exactly 100%. You know everything that KT has been through, but if you know past situations that you have been through with men, that would have you would be in your very right to say a bear over a man.
True,
and you still would choose a man.
At the end of the day, the bear is not going to be able to give me everything that I'm going to eventually need in the woods. So I'll take my chances. Women do this on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? It's basically which animal are you going to choose? I mean, sorry. Another topic. You know,
that's the same thing KT said. KT said it depends on the bear. It depends on depends on the man. Because would you rather have a trash dude, a toxic dude?
Yeah.
Or not a toxic dude. It's the same situation because both of them with their animalistic, you know, situations can strike out at you. You know, any given moment, I don't know what Ray Ray at the always sit at the trash can at the thing doing scratch offs. I don't know what he gonna do if I walk by him and he don't hit just right. He might strike out at me because I done seen them jokers kick the trash can over when they didn't hit. I like you been here 3 hours.
At the end of the day, bro, one thing I do know for certain, like who's this man may be a killer, but he don't know. Maybe I'm a killer. Like there's a lot of variables. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know for certain I can't beat that bear. So, with that being said, I'm going to go on and take my chance with the dog. I mean, the man. Oh, I'm sorry. But, yeah.
All right. So, in any last comments, personally, I'll just say this. First, I did not bring this up. Like I said, it's been going around for, like we just read, since 2024. And I just felt like it was such an open-ended thing where you can bring in so many different variables to make so many different points and everybody be right. I don't like conversations like that because we're talking at each other and no one's really trying to understand because it's your point versus your point versus your point versus your point. So what's the solution? What's the conclusion? What's the judgment that we all can rally around? And there isn't one. So, like, for instance, here's a new topic, all right? Since P-Shaw tagged me in this topic like 4 times this week, so I'm going to ask y'all a question. This is similar to the bear versus the man in the woods. All right. I'm going to give you a scenario, and I just want you to give your response. Ladies, DKT, you are in a relationship. Your man pays 100% of the bills. He pays all the bills. But he tells you, shut up. What are you doing? What's your response?
Ladies first. Go ahead, KT.
your significant other pays all the bills, but then he tells you to shut up. That was the post. Just he pays 100% of the bills, and he tells you to shut up. What are you doing?
I'm looking at him like he has two heads. Because I'm not going to tell him shut up. He better not be telling me to shut up.
So
you
so
know
the,
what I mean?
The fact that
there's a respect thing. I may not be paying the bills. And number one, this is something you chose to do. Then it's not that I don't bring nothing to the table. It's not that I don't have a job. You know what I mean? So if you're paying 100% of the bills, then that is something you chose to do. Because if I'm in a relationship, we would have talked about this. Okay? So, yeah. This is something you chose to do. You wanted to be the man and take care of 100% of the bills. I let you do that. But I let you know that I'm here as your help meet. Meaning I will help you meet all obligations.
Oh, I like that.
Okay?
So, D, I want you to answer after that. And then I'm turning this part of the topic over to P. Shaw because he the one that drug me into this online.
So, I don't know who.
But no matter what.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But no matter what, whether you're paying all the bills or you are not, there's still got to be some respect there. And I'm not going to let you just tell me to shut up. Okay? I'm going to look at you and be like,
Who you talking to?
Who? Is there some... You have an imaginary friend in here somewhere?
He going to be like, what you looking for, baby? Your mind. Because you have lost
it. Where? Yes, you have obviously lost your mind. So I'm going to give you some time to find your mind. And when you find it, come talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes. All right.
So, yeah, I don't know who I'm about to piss off with this one, but I think there's only one way to answer the question, and that is what means the world to you? You know what I'm saying? Because it depends. First of all, it depends on two things for me. Like what's most important to me, which in this situation, all the facts that I've heard is money would be my answer. And the second thing would be what kind of man are you dealing with? Now, I have two different fathers of children. One of them can be like, man, shut the fuck up, D. And I'd be like, excuse me, if he was paying all the bills. But then there's one of them, if he be like, shut the, he ain't gonna make the rest of the sentence. Because I'm be ready to fight. I'm be ready to fight. Win, lose, or draw. I might get beat up, drug out of here, and might be on the next 48 as a victim. I don't see him disrespecting me like that, so we're not going there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With that being said, it really does boil down to what kind of man are you dealing with. It doesn't matter if you're paying the bills or not. Like, if you're the right kind of man that we have that relationship, we have that playfulness, like, you know, if shut the fuck up is what it takes for a girl like me and you know that, then in that situation, I might shut the fuck up. I mean, but, and, you know, vice versa, in the other way.
Depends on the context. I think now if he is telling me shut up and drop them draws, I'll probably shut the hell up and drop my damn draws. You know what I mean?
STF can go so many ways. That's the type of person. Yeah. That's what I was on. I was like, I don't know. It really depends on who is doing the saying that.
Right. Yeah, it depends.
And what kind of person is he? Mm-hmm. He might know, hey, KT, you the kind of woman. I know I'm going to have to be like, STF, and put this in your mouth. I mean, but your man would know you. That's my point. Look at you. You liked it. You liked it a little bit. But for real, your man would know you. And if your man paying the bills or not, like you said, like he would know what to do and how you would react and what's cool for y'all's relationship.
My brother's back, so I'm going to be back on my best behavior.
Okay, and me too. And I'm done answering the question. Back to you, Puff.
Look. Well, shout outs to Benjamin for making that post. But, you know, the main reason why I got into it in the first place and I tagged Talk My Credo to it because it was a good talk. So The reason why I responded at all, because 15 women responded disrespectfully. So they didn't respond thinking the narrative of what could have happened or what was going on. So I just painted the picture. And then, you know, shout out to Tia, shout out to Miss Mac, shout out to our girl Tia, you know, you know. And they was responding, you know, me and Tia Haynes, we talked for about an hour and a half about it, you know. So when
you didn't record it?
I should have. But, you know, so, but when we're
talking. Tell Tia she playing. That's all. Tell Tia she playing.
Roll up. Pull up. So
tell Tia stop playing.
When you talking to boss ladies, you get a response like, who the F you talking to? You get a response like, I know you ain't talking to me. You get a response like, yeah, well, you could take this and do this. Yes, because you're boss ladies. That ain't the question. A boss lady ain't got a man paying 100% of their bills. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that this man is paying 100% of the bills, the first thing I asked him was, why did he tell you to shut up in the first place? That was my question. Did you disturb his peace? Was he on the sticks? Was he watching the game?
Was he trying to get some? You know what I'm saying?
In KT's situation. Was
right, in KT's situation.
But there ain't no way
okay,
in the world.
Situation, huh?
Yeah.
You missed it, bro.
No, I didn't. I got the playback. I'm gonna play this back.
But hands down. So that's the picture I painted for the other people. And then some of them was like, well, maybe if I heard how it was said, I could have responded in a different way. Because this is reading it. So now Dante he said it. But you can't put a tone on a text. And we do that all too often. And Tia told me this. Tia's like, well, it depends on how it was said. And I said, you're right, because the other Tia was like, I can say it better than I can write it. And the fact that it was all written is why it was misinterpreted the wrong way. Because there ain't no way in the world he's doing all of that for you. He doing all that for you because he love you. And he randomly just say, man, shut the F up or shut
either,
up. He's
either
not
he
do
loves
it.
You or he's trying to control.
Right, right. And then I
or he's cheating and trying to do what Trump is doing, which is distract.
Look over here. I mean, but yeah, nobody should be telling each other to shut up in any type of way, shape, or form. But I also ask the question, anytime it's domestic violence or anytime it's a situation like that, I heard what he did, but what did you do? You know what I'm saying? Because not knowing what this other person do has gotten a lot of two brothers got killed down in Florida. So trying to go to their sister, their sibling's rescue.
I read about that. Yeah.
Not knowing what she did. So he could have very well paid all the bills and told her to shut the F up. And guess what she did? She flipped and did all this because prior to, she probably done destroyed some stuff. She called her, hey, Dante, hey, Nas, man, he done put his hands on me. We on the way. Okay. Bow, bow. You know what I'm saying? And that's real life. So get all the things into perspective. Y'all talked about Chris Brown last pod, and it was a girl who hate Chris Brown for so long, but it's like, look, y'all better go watch that documentary when he was talking about Rihanna, how much he loved her. She didn't come back and say he was lying. So I look at that like, look, get the whole narrative of what's going on first. But yeah, that was it, man. I was just trying to paint the picture of why he said shut up.
That's true. You can never judge a book by its cover, but let me just look American and whoever country in the eyes and say domestic violence is never okay. Never okay. You're never grown. Use your words. Mm-hmm. Use your words.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying that because I am the type of female, like, I got a lot of mouth. Like, if you're around me for a long time and we could just be disagreeing on something, I'm going to have my opinion. Like, there's no bone in my body that says, shh, D, be quiet. Don't talk about it. He might be mad. And for a boss woman, for a queen, we would never have those thoughts.
Right.
Because there should, you as a king or whoever you think you are, you as a man should be able to control your emotions enough to reel that in. There should be nothing that I could say that could provoke you. Now, in situations where a woman is being violent, trying to kill you, blah, blah, hey, look, to each his own. You have to figure that out for yourself because I know what I'm going to tell my son. But domestic violence is never okay.
I'm already telling mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's for real.
Listen, you treat them with the utmost respect, but
don't get killed.
Line is crossed. Yes, exactly. Don't get killed. Don't get beat on. That's all.
Right. Right. That's all I'm saying. And I feel like now a lot of people wouldn't agree with this part, but I feel like when it comes to a man and a woman, a man loves to express how a woman is not near as physically as strong. It doesn't matter how good she is at this game. She could never play an NBA player just because she's a bad W, because women or men are not. Is this not the argument? So with that being said, I expect a man to hold up in a sticky situation and remove himself. Because you're the man, right?
Oh,
you right.
Oh, silence in the church. Well, I don't have to get an amen. Amen, sister. I know it.
Oh, you didn't hear my...
Oh, I didn't, KT. I'm sorry. You a little bit low.
Yeah, mountain.
Thank you, amen, corner. I will second my own motion.
There's an issue overall with the theory, because what we're doing now is...
Of course we got an issue.
What we're doing now is we're asking one gender to have some type of quote-unquote self-control because they are said gender. That's never the case, though. Because no one, like, for instance, my father never taught me necessarily, hey, yo, listen, when a woman talks, you just don't say nothing. I just don't do it because I got a mother. And I said, hold on. So when you say, when most women say, a lot of women say that, where as a man, you should know when you know, when to talk, things of that nature. I get that. However, women, in my opinion, shouldn't provoke as well. As a man, I can listen to what you just said. I agree with you. However, what P. Shaw was talking about is the point of that is the, well, not the, no pun intended, the gray area of, well, Rihanna did something, but we're not going to put that out there like that. But if she did something, because she's basically, in a sense, defending Chris Brown without necessarily saying much. That's the issue. See, when we talk,
yeah, hold on, no, never disagreed with talk, that. Hold on, and what? No, because what you said is not what I said.
No, I'm giving.
Because when I started out, I said in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I said in my opinion as well. So like I said, nobody should be provoked. I have a son myself. I would not let him get beat on, hit on, or killed. Nobody should provoke nobody. I said, with that being said, though, in my opinion, the way I was raised, I do feel like you being the man in the situation, you need to remove yourself before it becomes a domestic situation. So, when he said what he said about Rihanna, I was just saying, right? It's never okay.
No.
It's never okay. I don't care what she did. It's never okay.
Hold on. Fine. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. We got to stick the landing on this part. We understand.
I stuck the landing on what I wanted to say. Don't change up what I said. That's why I said what I said just now, because you didn't say what I said.
What you said, ma'am.
Okay, well, I stuck the landing. Go ahead with your opinion, yeah, though. Don't say what I said. So, thank you, boo-boo.
The landing is fine. But I'm using this as an example right here. This is fine. It's women that's like that, and they have every right to be. There's nothing wrong with that. What we're saying is that there's a gray area that never gets tackled because there's a stance here like that. That's what we're told. That's all I'm saying. So the problem with this, and here you go, check this out. There's two types of no's in the court of law. There's no, and there's no, stop, don't play like that. It's two different no's. There's two different no's. This is how Johnny Depp got away with whatever he got away with. It's two different knows. So that's the point that I'm making, is leniency with all of this, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Is leniency. So it depends on, like, I love the scenarios that D and KT put together, because some of it is sensual, some of it is just regular conversation. It's not even about just the bill part of it all. The bills don't really mean much of anything. The bills are, that's whatever. Like, that's the necessity. We're talking about the respect factor of both parts, both genders. So with all that being said, I would just say that I would love for women and men to tackle, no, again, no pun intended, the gray area where no one really talks about. Is as a man, you got to be like this. And as a woman, you got to be like this. But then you have women that are like, F all that. You got some men that's like, I don't know about all that. And the middle ground is never tackled. So that's why I say the word leniency, because if you, no one's going to step into the middle and really just be what it was going, you know, and really going to tackle what needs to be tackled, then we're going to be at this type of, we're going to be at odds a little bit, not all the way. We're going to be at odds. That's all.
This is where I would, I'm going to say my little piece, and I'm a hot pass it to you, P. Shaw. Emotional intelligence. that's almost a credo of mine. Well, I won't say almost, it is a credo of mine. Emotional intelligence is extremely important for me personally on how I gauge any relationship I have with people. And emotional intelligence, which is also going to be the theme that I will base my arguments from in the next segment, is something why I don't like getting into these type of conversations, because one, emotional intelligence is revealed to me, and for some, especially on the internet, not a lot of people have it based on the responses that they have, especially if it's confrontational. Now, emotional intelligence require a lot of self-reflection, self-criticism. It also requires you also having an understanding of yourself to know the good, bad, and ugly of you. What sets you off, what you don't like, this, that, and the third. And when you're dealing with these particular issues, I've heard so many instances, so many what about this is and what about that's, and I believe this is and I believe that's and what abouts, and nobody is wrong. Right? Nobody's wrong. But the thing that, because again, with me, I try to find what's the undeniable, what's the irrefutable of everything. Let's because there has to be some common ground for this person to understand what this person is saying, because right now they don't. And I'm not saying you agree. I just need you to understand to where this is a conclusion here. Like, For me, I understand what D is saying, because in this society, in this patriarchal society, the onus is on the man, because that's how society was created, to be on the man. So, yes, we do understand the differences between a man and a woman gender-wise. So if push comes to shove, it should be on the onus of that man to be able to remove himself from the situation. Now, I also understand what Nas is saying, because if he's in this situation, it shouldn't be a free pass for a woman to beat, harass, disparage, get on this man, because women do feel like they have a free pass. I can do whatever I want to you. Don't you lay a finger on me, right? I too don't think that that's necessarily fair, but what can bring both of these people together is emotional intelligence of understanding my cues, my tics, my triggers, and the empathy and the consideration of the part that I'm playing in the situation, how it's going to affect not only myself, but the person that is also in this situation with me. And so that person may not want to throw hands. That other person may not want to sit there and take it. Okay, I see where this is going to go. I'm going to remove myself because I see in two or three more responses it's going to go here. The other person may say, okay, you are about to piss me off and my right hand is twitching because, you know, I got a right cross that'll lay you down. But before we get there, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
To like where, what you just said.
And that's just all I'm saying. Just said, that's my foundation.
Hear me out. Because now I realize as well, most of us as men, this is where we fell at. The money is the symbol of emotional intelligence. That's a problem.
Yep.
You can't control women with the money, even though the women love the fact that you're going to pay the bills. So this is why you had two women just now say, oh, no, we're not going for that. But they told you the scenarios that they would go for that, which, again, more sensual, loving, having fun with each other. When it's something that's really critical, as a man, let's be honest. Let's say I'm with a woman and it's 7 months in, and I am paying the bills 100%. I'm not trying to piss anybody off, myself or her off enough where I'm going to be like, well, you know what? I'm not paying nothing no more. Because that's not the kind of control that you want to have in a relationship, in my opinion. The money should not control the love that's in the house between the two people. The man and the woman should not be that. But I believe that there are some women and there are some men that have allowed that, and that's the emotional intelligence that is in the household of today, in my opinion.
Okay, I just want to say before y'all get off the subject, again, I never said it was wrong for a man to not hit a woman. I said it is never okay to be domestically abusive. It's just never fucking okay. That is your family unit. These are the people you live with. If you are can't be safe anywhere in this world, you should be able to be safe at home, period. And when I say domestic, I mean like your, you know what I'm saying, your family, the people you live with is what I'm speaking on. And it's never okay. Again, whether the man removes himself or whether the woman removes, it's just not going to be okay. It's not okay for this man to hit this woman. And it's not okay for a woman to hit a man. Like I just said, I have a son. So that shit's not going to be okay with me either, because I'm going to go over there and be domestically violent. So yes. It's just not okay. You should feel safe at home. Let me say it for the lack of better words. You should be able to feel safe at home. In no instance should you not be able to use your words to solve an issue. Emotionally intelligent or not, keep your hand to yourself. That's what I'm saying.
This was a really good, it was a really good topic. So we appreciate you guys listening. We're going to take a quick break here with some promos and such, and we'll be right back with the final topic right after this.
My Credo Podcast.
Wanna be part of the talk, my Credo Podcast. Call us at 919-283-9145. All you have to do is leave your message, question or criticism. We'll respond to you on an upcoming show. Call us at 919-283-9145. Talk your Credo. Talk your Credo. Again, call us now.
All right, welcome back here to the Talk My Credo podcast. And here, listen, let's go ahead and get into the meat and taters of this, okay? The reason I called this emergency podcast and the whole team pulled up, you know what I mean? Your team ain't like mine. Your team ain't like mine. And especially y'all niggas who ain't recorded in over 2 years, who I look back and I lapped you niggas for the third time. You know what I mean? Not you niggas. Not like you. Not like y'all don't do it like this. You call, and y'all like, oh, nah, I don't know if I can do it. I just be like, hey, yo, I put the TMC signal up in the sky, and they pull up. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Shade,
I put the TMC
perhaps
in the sky. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? From North Cadillac, South Cadillac, Newark, New Jersey, New York. It don't matter. They see that TMC, they say it's time to ride, nigga. Yeah. You ain't got
Coo-coo.
That. You ain't
we
got
ride
that
at dawn.
You ain't got that. And that's why you are where you are, nigga. All right. Okay. All right. So.
Nowhere.
So. I love y'all. All right. Listen. Drake released Iceman. Actually.
Uh-huh.
Drake released 3 albums.
Yeah.
Three albums.
Bibbidi. What is it?
Not a bibbidi.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Habibbity.
Oh, no.
Habibbity.
Did she say liberty? Whatever.
Yeah, she did.
No, I did not.
It sounded like it.
But yeah, he released 3 albums, 43 tracks, man. One is a pop, one is R&B, and the one we're here to critique today is the rap album Ice Man.
And that's what he did, didn't he? A rap album, a little vibey album, and then the pop album. Is that what he did?
Yeah.
That's what he did. Wish. All right. So exactly. So we're going to just address Iceman right now because Iceman is the anticipated one. I'm not going to lie. I was doing some extra scrolling and searching just to make sure that Diddy didn't drop Oil Man or any other any other mans that was around, but you know, that was just a rumor. That was just a rumor. But okay. Drake dropped Iceman. Highly anticipated, especially with the events that has happened around the last couple of years. Especially around this time 2 years ago. Iceman, through many streams, three streams he put on, sat down with a bunch of MAGA people, with the Aiden Rosses and all these other Trump people, all the subs, all the, you know, he's been putting out songs left and right, 100 gigs, just doing a lot. But the highly anticipated Drake album has finally went live. There are 16 tracks, I believe, on Iceman. And I'm just going to go around the room. And I just want y'all to give me your initial thoughts after listening to Iceman. We're going to start with the pilot, Nasu Nuru. You can check him out on OnlyFans at Zulu Smurf. And I'm not even going to say the other part. I'll let him explain why.
Where I show the spear. Continue.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So Iceman has dropped.
Are we doing this in classic? I just want to know. What are we doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's tripping. All good. I just want to make sure because I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're right. Been for a while. You're right. Okay. Yes, you're right. Nasu Nuru, Aubrey Graham, also known as Drake, Do Right and Kill Everything, has released his highly anticipated album, Iceman, along with two others. But we ain't going to talk about them right now. We're just going to focus on Iceman. Now, as you go ahead and, you know, Spirit Airlines has died. So, you know, the greatest Henny Badger that ever lived. You know, the Tuskegee Airmen are ready to take off as you gas up the plane. And this news comes across your cockpit. Is that what it's called?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes. What do you give? How many flights would you give Iceman by Aubrey Graham?
I am going to give all three albums together 3 flights. Three
flights.
Economy flights. I think he made a bar about economy saying, hey, I don't want to see people, whatever the case may be. Well, he's going to have to be in economy because he's going to have a lot of questions he's going to have to answer.
Okay. Elaborate. What kind of questions?
The question is, are you really done with the beef? Are you settling for the loss? Which is okay. There's nothing wrong. First of all, I want to remind people who Drake is, because I know I talk a lot of crap about Drake because I don't like the theory of what the fans, hip-hop fans, have done with Drake. I don't like the fact that we have, that's why I say we as a community, have allowed this man that doesn't rap to be the king of it. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I hate to be a logical person. That's just, you can't be the king of something that you don't do. That doesn't make any sense. So with Kendrick being so hungry and wanting this title, I'm happy that it came to a head because it's somebody that actually wants to have this title, whether it means something in 2026 or not, versus someone who just gets to be popular because people have said this and crowned him king of rap. I don't like that. So now that we're post beef, post the defamation, I think today I'm going to do this. I'm in fear that I'm going to do this. You know, I'm in fear I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, not because of the music, because I don't like the music. But what I am appreciating is the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, here's Drake. This is him. This is what you're going to get for the next 10 years if you're stupid enough to listen to him. This is what you're going to get. You are going to get house music, pop, bop, R&B, hip hop. That's what you're getting. Take it, love it, have it, whatever. I mean, for every, 6, 7 songs, you get one. Will you be like, you know what? I. And I was having a talk with my man Haas today, my boy Haas. And Haas loves Drake. You can't say anything wrong about Drake. The first thing he wanted to let me know is that, yo, when Drake came back, he had a number one album. I mean, but it wasn't a rap album. I don't care about what you're telling me, bro. I know the narrative that not that I'm trying to put one together on Drake. Drake can do whatever he want. He got money. I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? He good. But what you're not going to do, and I'm not going to use the word colonize, because he is black, all right? But kinda. What you're not going to do, bro. I ain't going to play him. I ain't going to play him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
His father black. Come on. If we want to play the genealogy game, come on now. We want to play the genealogy. He's 99% of the gene. You black. I ain't going to play you. But my man, you know what you did, Drake. See, Migos and Block Boy JB, those guys, they not you. So when they sit there, because this is what my boy be saying. Hey, yo, he put mad people on, you know, like, I can't believe they did that. Hey, yo, this is a sport, bro. Hey, yo, Haas, don't you rap? What are you talking about? It's a sport. Rap is a sport. Rap is the only music genre that is a sport to a lot of different rap artists. Jay-Z and Nas included. 50 Cent, Tupac, and Biggie included. Now you want to sit there and tell me, well, he ain't saying no real stuff. Hey, bro, shut up, man. Shut up. You ain't real. Shut up. Why God ain't allow you to have some album out and pour in the streets of Newark? Maybe you lying. Shut up. You're lying. Don't say that. So what that Kendrick jumped out and just said some other stuff about Drake is not saying because it's freedom of speech. It's so left field. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. Now, let's say, if it was his, you know, you're at the workplace, we saw this 16-year-old, you like really started verb. Defamation could be at hand. But he's just saying things just to see what's going to happen. Like Tupac said, first off, in the click you claim. You know what I'm saying? You claim to be a killer, but who say he did that? He just talking smack to get Biggie upset. That's all it is. These are two people that was hanging out with each other, by the way. So in rap, like Dante said a couple weeks ago, you're going to say whatever you can to get under this person's skin. And that's what Drake had failed to realize. One thing about Drake, about this music that I heard today that I dislike, and by the way, I don't know if y'all know this, H-I-M. That's what it spells out. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
What I dislike about the music is that I have never heard of a doppelganger LL Cool J wanting to be an informant. His next album should be called Lady Lover Informant. That's what you should call yourself. You're the only, have anyone heard this this combination? This is the only reason why I'm here, because I think that this is weird to me. I'm sorry, wrong word. That's a bad word. Negative connotation. I apologize. It's not cool. Why do you want to be a lady lover but also tell on people? Like, there's no man is that in America. I got a regular job. All I do is mack on women. But the drug dealers down the street, oh, nah, let me go call them. Hey, yo, nah, you need to go get them right now. Why does Drake know so many feds or know people that's in the feds when you a lady lover? It doesn't make any sense. Like, Drake as a character doesn't make sense. And that's just my whole thing about Drake right now is I applaud Drake for wanting to make the music that he's making. I think that, again, it's hit and miss for certain people. For me, it's definitely hit. It's a lot of misses. But when he hit. I ain't going to knock him. I can't tell him what type of music he should go into. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Drake, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get some house music. You're going to get some music house. You're going to get some pop. You're going to get some bop. Then he might just fall in the lap of R&B and hip hop. You got it. If you get down with Drake, this is what you're going to have. And me being a Kendrick fan, I like rap. I hate when people say, oh, he doesn't relate. What are you talking about? How does Drake relate? Why does a mediocre looking person from Canada get to say that he's an informant and on top of it, he loves women? I ain't off that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Emotional intelligence.
I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But emotional intelligence.
Or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. When you got, because the realest thing Kendrick said, you got a son on the raise, but I could see you don't know nothing about that. I don't care that you kept your son from us. That's none of my business. Your child is your child. But the fact that the industry let that out and you had to play along with it, started putting your son in videos, you a fool for that. You let the industry see you for what the people that actually know you, who you are. So that's all I can say about that. Three flights. The music is subpar, but again, there's a hit here and there. And that's all I can really say about it.
It's 3 out of 5 or 3 out of 10?
Oh, three out of 5. Thank you, sir. Think 3 out of 5. I do 5 flights. Five flights is the highest. Unless it's something spectacular. I did make GNX. I gave GNX 6 flights. I think it's a great mixtape of an album. I love when an album sounds like a mixtape. And that's why in the beginning, I, Nasir Nuru, was a big Drake fan. I said, oh, this light-skinned LL Cool J, I like this right here. This whole, what was that? Was it the October Zone? That was a great mixtape album, in my opinion. He did the half singing, but he did a lot of rap. Like, it was the singing overall. You know what I mean? He did the singing in the hook, rap, you know what I'm saying, in the 16s. Dope. I remember I saw him at, PNC Art Center in New Jersey, in Central Jersey. They did the Drake versus Wayne concert. Mm-hmm. Yo, Drake killed it. He about to surpass Wayne, and Wayne a better rapper than him. So it's something about Drake that he put together. I think it's just a whole house music vibe. It's a vibe that everybody can get behind. But other than that, three flights.
So KT, I gave you guys an assignment. Thank you guys. I participated this time. So You didn't participate.
I mean, I didn't have time because you.
Yeah,
said it was a little working. Last minute, sir.
So,
so I did listen. Like when I got off work, I listened to. I started listening to Habibity and Habibity Boo. Then I was like, "Oh, that's not the right album. Let me get to the Iceman." album. But I know Habibity started off real whiny, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna like this shit here. So I was like, oh, this ain't even an album I'm supposed to be listening to. Let me get to Iceman. So I put on Iceman. I found one song that I like so far. I only got through to like five songs. Okay. But Whisper My Name was okay for me.
Whisper My Name. Okay, cool. So I'm going to pivot right here to Miss Music herself, Miss I Got Bars myself, in hands, apparently. D, what's up? What's up with this Drake album? What are you talking about?
Not much. I am a Drake fan. So, I am a Drake fan. I hate saying it right there. No, I thought it was okay. I think I would give it a 7. And the reason why the rate is low like that is because I didn't like the music. Yeah, for Drake, for me, I'm a Drake fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm a Drake fan, so I'm disappointed, and 7 is low for me. And he probably got 1.5 because he's Drake and I'm a fan.
Gotcha.
And I just didn't like the music, though. I'm one of those people, I have to read the lyrics. So, of course, for every song that I did get to listen to, I didn't make it to, like, the last 3, I think. But every song I listened to, I have to look at the lyrics. I liked it. I thought his lyrics were good. A couple of songs, I thought it felt like he was reaching a little bit. Like trying to get a lot done, maybe, in one song. I don't know what you would call that production-wise, but just like too much shit in it.
Yeah.
With no substance, kind of like. Just a lot of nothing going on in it. And I didn't like the production at all, really. I kept, every time I was reading the lyrics, I purposely waited till the song was like leaving so I could see like who did the music. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So, yeah. Seven.
There were a lot of beat switch ups.
I hate that. Beat switch up, cool. And even if you do it at the wrong time, it makes the song yuck.
I agree. I did not like the beat switches. The beat switches were, I was like, bro, if there's one more beat switch on this album, and sure enough, there's a good four, if I'm not mistaken, a good four of them, there's like beat switches. And I'm just like, ah, y'all ran that into the ground. It used to be so fire with the beat switch, but now y'all just.
But only if you do it right. Like, you got to do it right. And that's the problem on here. It was just not done in a tasteful way. Like, it just wasn't.
It was sporadic. So it felt like he was just trying to get something out there or something. It was very sporadic.
Very sporadic. Yes. Yes. Peace, y'all. What's up, man? What's up with Aubrey? What Aubrey talking about?
Man, listen. So, for me, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna give it a rating. I'm not gonna give it a rating only because, you know, you got three different things. Like I told you, Dante. I said the more and more I listen to it, forget the beat. I'm listening to these lyrics. And so for those who listening, if you do get a chance, I need y'all to listen to these three back to back to back. Make them cry, make them pay, make them remember. Listen to all three of them back to back. Like, save them, make them cry, make them pay, make them remember. Listen to those, and then you're going to see how many different shots. You're going to see how many. So that's why I was like, okay, now lyrically now, we could say he ain't saying nothing. We could say he ain't spitting nothing. But now I done went and looked at these lyrics of those three songs after I heard them. I said, oh, woo, bow, bow, bow. He's shooting at everybody. And I'm like, yo, we could say he didn't do his thing on there. We could say we didn't like the music. But he coming after people's heads and necks, spitting down the guts and doing all of that. But, you know, I kind of was like, you know, it brought it back to the Drake when it first came out. You know, I felt like this generation with these three, because he's trying to make sure he get an award for it. That's why he got pop. That's why he got R&B. That's why he got rap. He going to be in all three categories. But I feel like this generation with this album get to actually see the Drake that we saw when he first came out. Like, they hearing mixtapes. They hearing Aubrey from way back when, because they going back. But now they actually get to listen to it. And I was like, all right, you know, he had time to really put these 43 songs together. And even though it may not be his best, it's his best in this time.
Said something that's very profound.
May I ask you something, Peshaw?
Ask and then I'm taking the ball.
No, you can. You absolutely. Hold on. Yes. Kay, you ask. Got it, Kay. Hold on. But I just want one quick question. What is the good of taking shots if everyone's missing it? Like, it's falling on deaf ears. Why would you have R&B music over these said shots? It doesn't ring well. I don't listen. No disrespect. I don't shoot guns. You know what I'm saying? While I'm listening to Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't like. First of all, I wouldn't even know what I'd be listening to, because you'd be in the zone. And that's the point that I'm making. This guy is too strategic. How do you not realize that I'm not even? I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't even care about the shots you took. You then put it over some Silk beats. I'm not off you. I'm not off you, dog. You're not gonna do stay. And let me tell you something about your girl. Let's shut up. Quiet.
I miss you.
Since you're talking about that thing, so my thing is, when you don't know your target, you always hit your target. When you don't know what you're aiming for, you always hit your target. My grandfather told me that a long time ago. If you don't know if you shooting, because he was a hunter, if you don't know what you're aiming for, you're gonna always hit your target.
Facts.
Every time. Because you don't know what you're aiming for. And them being around shootouts, them seeing people get unalived in my face. You know what I mean? How immune to it are we in Shelby? me, Craig, Ryan, and a couple other our cousins, bruh, you know, we in Spartanburg, coming from Shelby, we see people shooting. We look over and never stopped our pace, never flinched, because it wasn't coming at us.
Yo, say that one more time. No, the thing in the beginning about the shot, you said, say it again.
If you don't know your target, if you don't know what you're aiming for, you
that
always
is exactly why Drake talks with these funny little innuendos, because unfortunately, yeah. Well, fortunately for him, he's number one. You know, he's the target. Like, who you shooting at, Drake? When Drake came back with that R&B album that he did with Party Next Door, which I hate, he was number one on the billboards. This is after Kendrick Lamar done took him, wiped the floor with him, threw him back to wherever, Iceland, wherever he's at in Toronto. I don't know the name of the city. Greenland. I don't know. Somewhere cold. Dur. Now, the thing is, Drake, make the music that you want to make. If you want to make Honestly, Nevermind Part 3, brother, go ahead, do what your heart desires. Just know that I'm not listening to it. And I think a lot of people are going to stop listening to it, too. That's all. That's all.
And I will tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because, P. Shaw, you said something very profound. You said that people get the Drake that we got to experience. Do you know why? Because the nigga never grew up. This album is Scorpion. This album is Scorpion. What happened with Scorpion that was right off what beef he had at that time?
Pusha T.
He came right off of Pusha T's beef. Well, Pusha T wiped the floor with this nigga. Exposed him for the blackface, exposed that he had a son, and all these things. He tried to clean it up. Little shots here and there. I'm just too big for you to respond. He went silent, came back, Scorpion. Scorpion, as far as the context of the songs, was very moody, and in the words of the pilot, fussy. Extremely fussy, but people love the bitter, toxic, emotional, mean, passive-aggressive Drake. It got off back then. But it's not getting off now. Why? Because back then, Drake was 30. Right now, Drake is 40. There is no growth. There is no growth. Now, more specifically, there is no emotional intelligence. What do I mean by that? I mean this entire album. Now, let me just say this. For the craft, this was the rap album, as y'all mentioned. For the craft, oh, he was rapping. He was rapping. No, I got those bars. I got the entendres. I got the metaphors. But the content of your raps, oh, woe is me. My friends have betrayed me. I'm all alone. What happened? It was all good just a week ago. I can't stand that short nigga. You lied. You cap. I'm telling truths. But just wait. I'm still number one. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. Woe is me. I'm the victim. My friends turned their back on me. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. I'm not glitching. That's what it was. When I break down what this song is about, what you saying in this song, what you saying in this song, what you saying in this song, I'm the victim. I can't believe that they did this to me. I'm the victim. I can't believe that you switched up the way that you switched up. I'm the victim. How dare y'all? We was just having dinner. Oh, you... Well, I guess you would be how you are because you always switching teams. LeBron, I'm the victim. Oh, you came in and you saying all this stuff now? Oh, but the fact that you had to take it that far just to get you some clicks on the billboard? Oh, good gracious. I'm the victim. I'm going to come back and show y'all that I'm really number one. You're going to have to try harder than that because you tried to knock me down and I persevered. I'm here. I'm still
standing.
I'm still here. In his...
I'm victim man.
What was that? Antoine Fisher. Yep, I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
I'm victim man.
Victim man.
Victim man.
I'm the victim. And that's all because now, listen to your song at face value. You getting off. I see. But the context is you're playing victim in situations you created. Mm. And this has been literally. Now, I know a couple of them songs. I'm sure those were songs for the beef that if you would have continued because you the one stopped it, you waved the white flag. And you drop that horrible heart part six. Oh, this was fun to get outside to get the pin working. You know, all right, cool. These are situations you created. And all I hear on this album is fussy. You fussing. And you're playing the victim.
I want to apologize to J. Cole. J. Cole, you was not as fussy as this guy. This guy was fuss. I mean, he is bitter. Yo, when you try to rap hard on a silk beat, do you understand how corny? Listen, I'm sorry. Do you understand how corny that is? And you talking I got a little Albie Shaw on me. I know I'm swaggy, but I mean, come on. Yo, I wouldn't do that. Like, I'm going to go hard as hell on a Gerald LaVert beat. That's what I want to do. I can't stand when Drake be doing this. I really thought Drake was going to be the next LL Cool, which you did wind up being the next LL Cool J and just take it to the charts. And he did that. Bro, that's why I applauded about 10 to 12 minutes ago. Because if this is the music you want to present to us, just go ahead and do it. But leave Kendrick and leave whoever else you think has betrayed you alone. Kendrick ain't betray you. Kendrick is a
that's
rap.
My problem.
This is a rap professional. He believes in rap being a sport first, music second.
Well, now this goes into some of the decisions he made because this could have been a monumental comeback because all you had to do was show us growth. This is the criticism that a lot of people, even Drake fans, even Drake stans, have been saying ever since the last. I'm going to look up Drake's discography here. Hold on, because they've been saying ever since. Not For All the Dogs. No, people didn't like For All the Dogs.
That was.
Not Honestly, 11 Minds, Certified
Lover.
Not
definitely before that. If you read this now, it's over, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the name of the album
is.
Because that
was cool. It was Scorpion. Since Scorpion.
Scorpion had God's
plan. When he dropped Certified Lover Boy.
Oh, yeah, yes. It's that one. Most definitely.
Scorpion had God's plan. Yep. It was Scorpion. Now, again, everybody was cool because, you know, young Drake, toxic, bitter. So all the extra shots at Pusha T and Kanye and all the people who was, all right, cool, we got it, how you feel, get your stuff off. But the same exact way, the same exact style, the same exact method, you're 40 now. You are 40. You mentioned it. I'm almost 40, but you use it as some swaggy bar. I forgot the punchline. All right, cool. But since Certified Lover Boy, Honestly, Never Mind, and especially For All the Dogs, the criticism is you sound the same and you starting to sound fake as if the only thing you're doing is chasing the glove you put on the Iceman cover. You're just chasing Michael Jackson. You're just making all these songs and you're throwing them out there hoping something sticks. That's what people see now.
And that
you're just throwing things out there. There is no substance anymore. That's why when Kendrick did what Kendrick did, the culture lifted him up. The culture crowned him the overwhelming victim.
You know what's so funny about that? I don't even think the culture necessarily like Kendrick like that. I think Kendrick is still an acquired taste when it comes to hip hop. Continue, Dante. I just want to put that out there.
He is. He is. But there's also, it says more to why the culture supported him the way that it did. And people who was in the culture, why they chose the side that they did. And now you sitting over here like a bitter ex-girlfriend writing mean letters in your diary about these people who you feel has hurt you.
And what's he up, KT? Probably wasn't even all that close with them people. They want your ride or die, sir. Mm-mm. Do you even have ride or dies besides your mama?
This was the classic case of the cool kid in high school. He's the cool kid. So you're going to have a lot of quote unquote friends and people around you until that quiet kid who, you know, no one's really bullying him. He ain't necessarily uncool. He's just the quiet kid until you realized that this kid could fight. And you thought that in this particular moment, you could bully this kid because I'm the cool kid. I just need something to get my cool points off of. Been throwing these little shots for years, and then all of a sudden, he two pieces you and knocks you out right there at the, I don't want to say the playground, but we're in high school, but right there in the gym. He two pieces you in the gym, knocks you out. Everybody sees it. Everybody got their phones out. And you disappear for a while. You know, you duck down. You ain't hanging out by the trash can by the cafeteria like you used to. Or you're not hanging out there by the basketball court at the bus, where the buses are like you used to. Nah, you disappear. But then you come back. When you finally come back, people are like, yo, where you been? Nah, we ready to hear from you. And instead of showing that you have moved forward, you moved on, or there was a new thing, no, now you are still doing the same things that got you knocked out in the first place.
It's that kid from The Wire that was always trying to be big and bad, trying to, yo, hey, yo, yo, yeah, yo, what's going on, yo? And then old boy who winds up going to be technically the next Omar. Mm-hmm. I forgot his, you know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They were somewhere. He saw him basically out of the element. Oh, you're not what you be saying you are in school. And what that guy did was, well, of course, this is just a show, but people actually do this. Went back to school and did the exact same thing in front of old boy. Mm-hmm. And he chumped him for it. And he ran off crying with the Avirex leather on. You can't be crying with no Avirex Pelly leather on all hard. You know what I'm saying? Can't be doing that. Yeah, so you are, that's 100 right there, Dante. 100.
100. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily going to give it a rating, but I will say this for Drake's sake, because I don't feel any particular way about it. I always recognize the talent, but there's just a difference of why the culture has never been around you. I hate to say it like this. It's quality
over quantity.
Over quantity.
Yes, sir.
It's quality over quantity. Because even your fans are like, what am I supposed to do?
This is quantity.
This? Because all this is
at his worst. Quantity. This is quantity at his worst.
Now I don't know. Now I don't know if you're doing this to get out of a deal to hurry up and finish your contractual obligation. I don't know. That part I am completely ignorant of. So I don't know what your contractual obligation is. I'm sure some Drake stan will let me know. But three albums at one time is unprecedented. Never heard of. But I also know in context, you are beefing with your label, and you've been trying to sue them, and you're trying your best. You even said it all throughout Iceman. I want to be free. I want to get under this label. I want you to free me, blah, 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 blah. I'm suing the system, not suing a rapper. You said all that. Okay, I get it. So are you trying to get out of your deal now? Because I guess you are smart enough to know that you can't do what Pusheisty did. Cool. All right. You can't just run up on Lucian. With
oh,
a
no,
Draco
he's an informant.
And all this type of stuff.
He probably told Gucci about. I don't know what's up with this guy. I don't know about Drake, man.
I'll say this. I'll say this one thing that I thought was, you know, of course everything is like, okay, like, bro, we're 40. He took a shot at DJ Khaled, right? And he was like, but DJ Khaled, they're still waiting on you to say something about Palestine. They're still waiting on you to make a statement because DJ Khaled's Palestinian. Right. Palestinian, excuse me. I heard that bar. I ain't even going to hold you. I stopped it. I paused the song right there because I was just like, there's no way. There's no way that you are saying this. But you're so focused, so narrowly minded. You just want to take shots at people. Everyone who you think betrayed you. Oh my God, I can't believe you turned your back on me. I'm the victim. That you are criticizing DJ Khaled for staying silent or not speaking out against Palestine. And the culture has been criticizing you for not speaking up on black issues for a decade. A decade. Anything that happens, you go radio silent when it comes to our community that you have ate off of, that you have appropriated. That's why when you was called a colonizer, we accepted
it. We felt that.
We cheered it.
I think it was that hell yeah, effing right video when he was just with all, no disrespect, all the Jews. He wasn't even with Mac Miller,
what he said, you know?
The coolest Jew. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even with him. Rest in peace to a God. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
Here's the rest in peace. Absolutely. That's why I say he lacks emotional intelligence, because his response to all of these things is to try to mock it. That's what white people do. Whatever you say, I'm going to try to mock it. So, I mean, it's to the point you're talking about hide the Bible. Well, why don't you read a page? Nigga, why don't you read the page? Why don't you read it? You know, oh, is it the bread? Like, he's everything that you know bothered him, he said and mentioned on Iceman. Everything. When Kendrick said, what is it, the braids? He mentioned that. And try to flip it. Oh, even if I cut my hair, I can never be
famous. That's
what
I'm saying. It's like, you rebuttal at the things that don't matter. Like, not to get personal. Matter of fact, before I even say that about, you know, Jersey and all these guys, to answer you about OVO. So OVO right now technically is their own label. They have a distribution deal with a global distribution company called Santa Ana. But get this, Drake as a solo artist has a deal of his own that's under UMG, Universal Music Group. So I definitely can see a scenario where he's trying to get out of that contract and just be with OVO and probably get all the money that he wanted to get.
Yeah, which is
great. I hope you get that.
All right. So, I mean, I guess the next part we'll look at what you call it, KT? Habibidi?
Habibidi.
Habibti, which is Arabic for my beloved or my love or something.
Now he thinks he's the king of all things Middle East. Oh, my apologies, KT. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry about that, KT. Go ahead.
So, no, he's just throwing things at the wall and hoping that it sticks. That's all he's doing. That's all he's doing. So, D, is there anything you would like to add? I know you're the fan, and so I do apologize. I hope you take any of that personal, but
so I'm
this
sorry.
Nigga
I'm
pissed me off.
My background is very loud tonight, so I'm keeping my mic on mute, but I've listened to everything you guys had to say. I've thought about it. I've mulled it over, and I do only have one thing to say, which is, fuck y'all, man. That's all I got to say, man. Fuck y'all. I can't refute or dispute or go against or disagree a lot of what the fuck y'all said just now. But what I can say is
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh no, not the
not in all the dang old languages.
All of that. Fucking moolies. Oh, this man.
Yeah.
What
I can say to just say.
Ja, 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 ja.
But yeah, family still love you. Ja, ja, ja. Right.
We love you too. We love you too. Oh, Oh, my God. All right, listen, man. This is what we need y'all to do. Well, first of all, they ain't even my job. Peace, y'all. Go ahead and give us the benediction. Go ahead and send us home.
Listen, man, earlier today, y'all heard us talk about different things, man. So, you know, I go from the beginning to the end. You know, Proverbs 18 says the fool's mouth should cause himself a thrashing. So it says, if you're going to be a fool, then it's contention. Then your lips need to be swole up. That's what it says. That's the word now. So, you know, and we talked about, so I took some notes at what Dante said, you know. So let me read some of the notes that I took. He spoke about understanding. And, you know, understanding is broad. He said, but understanding was broad. And it can get to the point where no one is wrong. So the same thing we talked about with Drake. If you don't know what you're aiming for in life, then you're going to always hit your target. So if you don't know what you want to be, then you're always going to be what you don't know what you want to be. He said, but understanding the triggers and getting through your own trauma. You know, we're all crippled in our own brokenness. Whatever that trauma that we have going on in our life, whatever those triggers are, we got to be able to tone in and have that emotional intelligence to take care of everything. One of the hardest lines I heard today, it triggered me. Drake said, I really make the roughest days in my life look very relaxing. Y'all keep that peace. Whatever that piece is to you, I mean, fight for it with all you got, because peace is valuable. And what I mean by that, me and D was talking about this the other day, how some people don't understand when you fight so hard from being in a chaotic world, from going through all this hell, and you have peace, and it may not always be together, but you got peace. You may not have the finances, but you got peace. You may still be going through things mentally, but you got peace. But somebody is intentionally trying to disturb your peace. You give them all the hell that you got. Listen, this is Talk My Credo Podcast, man. I'm your boy, Peace Shaw. Speak Like, Give Life, man. That's Nasu Naru, the pilot. That's D the Gray, man. Look, we want to shout out to Keish with the AK. That's KT down there. We're going to have Bonnet Chronicles soon.
Bonnet Chronicles, look, baby.
This is your general, Dante Credo, man. Look, like, subscribe, do all those things. It's free. Gas is still it's about $2.30 now.
It's about $2.30 now, bro. It's about $2.30.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure, man, y'all do what you got to do, man. We love y'all, man. We see y'all next time, man. Speak life, give life. Peace.
The Talk My Credo Podcast. Hosted by Dante Credo. Dope discussions on society and culture.
Find us on all streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Happening on social media.
And subscribe to us on YouTube at Talk My Credo.